Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is for you, Sunday, Monday, I don't care. I know it's the weekend recap, and I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it is Sports Overnight America, everybody. Good evening, hope everybody's well, or good morning, like I said. 1-800-878-7529, those are my digits. You can always hit me up on Twitter. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But, man, oh, man, what a weekend of sports, like always, actually. That's pretty much how I always greet you when I come to you. And I love coming to you, whether it's SB Nation Radio, Sirius XM, wherever you're listening to me. I love talking to you about sports. And I love doing it about all over the weekend because the weekend is always crazy. Had a bunch of great hockey stuff happen. We'll get into it, obviously. But that stuff is just going to get even better. And the Vegas Knights, I mean, to me, that's the story when you're talking about NHL playoff hockey. It's just absolutely incredible what this team has done. I am absolutely amazed. So believe me, we'll dive into that quite a bit. We'll get into the NHL playoff hockey. NBA playoffs, I'll tell you what, the first round was better than the second round. Let's be honest. To think that the Boston Celtics have an opportunity to sweep, to think that the Cleveland Cavaliers have an opportunity to sweep, and then the other guys on the other side, the Warriors and the Rockets, if you ask me, that is expected, obviously. To me, that's expected. Those are the best two teams. And the only team I think really that has a legitimate shot to beat the Golden State Warriors is the Houston Rockets. So thank God they didn't stumble too bad in Utah. And they got things done after they woke up after a game two when they dropped their home court advantage. But got it right back, everybody, so that's good stuff. Major League Baseball, those teams keep winning, like the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. They're killing it, people. They're absolutely killing it. But my team here in the desert is killing it too, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Anyways, a lot to get into. I'll be back in just a few. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
This spring, Lowe's has great deals to help you freshen up your home indoors. Shop today and get 20% off in-stock tile when you purchase $150 or more. Tile is a great way to update the look of walls and flooring. And with 20% off your $150 purchase, now's the time to get your project started. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Valid 5/3/18 through 5/9/18. Exclusions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see store for details. U.S. only.
I'm running a pretty serious side hustle thing. I drive, I deliver, I DJ, I podcast, I hustle. It's a lifestyle. Until one of the side things pops off. It's apps, mail, messages, and music all day, all night. What gets it done is AT&T prepaid for only $55 a month with autopay. I even brought my own phone and got $50 of service free. It's more hustle, less hassle. Man, that's a pretty good line. Marketing should be one of my side things.
Switch to AT&T prepaid with no activation fees and no annual contracts and get unlimited data on one line for only $55 a month with AutoPay. Plus, get $50 of service free when you bring your own device. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. $50 credit offer ends 6/7/18. Requires activation and payment on new line of service on $65 per month plan and autopay enrollment. Credit applied within 21 days of first month payment. Wireless price includes $10 autopay discount. AT&T may slow data speeds when network is congested. Video streaming limited to SD. Additional charges, speed usage, and other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief. Because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more. Because doing more is what we do best. So visit one of the 275 Greater Los Angeles AutoZone locations near you today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Out to center ice. Marked at the line by Logan Couture. Tuck leaves it there. A shot. Scores! On the follow-up, Eric Howla. And the Knights have two.
As they scored early, scored on a power play, taking the air out of the building. And here's Watson. Scores! Watson with a sharp angle shot that beats Hellebuck. It's 3-0.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Great highlights, man. Preds, all those guys, just they're in trouble. But we'll get to that in just a little bit because I do want to give you some of the scores from the weekend, especially with the hockey highlights there. So thank you, Scott, for that. Love those things. And if you want to get at me, by the way, it's 1-800-878-7529. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap. You're hanging out, as always, on Sports Overnight America. Could be listening to me on SB Nation Radio. Could be listening to me on Sirius XM. Might be listening to me on the American Forces Network. I just want your thoughts and your opinions. Would love to talk to you about what's happened over the weekend. 1-800-878-7529. So here's what happened over the weekend. Golden Knights had an opportunity to close things out, and they did, 3-0 over the Sharks. So get it done in six. They win that series 4-2. They're moving on. The Lightning, they win that series. They go into the score was 3-1, and they win that series 4-1. Couple of games that will be happening on Monday night. And these series are really interesting. Really interesting. The Capitals and the Penguins. Capitals lead this one 3-2. And what's cool about this, if you don't know much about the history here, is that the Capitals have always struggled to, well, first of all, play well in the playoffs, but maybe even more in particular, struggle against the Penguins in the playoffs. So this is a huge opportunity for them to take that monkey off their back. And if you don't like NHL playoff hockey, I'm telling you what, you're missing something. You really are missing something. So I expect a dogfight, a serious dogfight there. Ovechkin, who, by the way, has played all right in the playoffs. Played all right. I think he's got somewhere around 8 goals. like 14 overall points, something like that. And usually he struggles. So good to see him playing okay, pretty well. And good to see the Capitals having an opportunity to close out the Penguins, who, by the way, have something on their mind, if you don't know, because they won back-to-back. They could go back-to-back-to-back. So pressure is definitely mounting for Sid the Kid and the rest of those guys on the Pittsburgh Penguins. But I'll tell you what, if your back is up against the wall, you do not mind having a game at home with an opportunity to force a Game 7 where, as we all know, anything can happen. And with the history, well, that maybe favors the Penguins even more so. So Penguins are trying to get this thing going to 7, guaranteed. And they're going to give it everything they have. If you want to talk to me about the NHL playoff hockey. I think it's fantastic. I think the Vegas Knights are such a great story. Unbelievable story. One more game to talk about on Monday night. Predators and Jets. Winnipeg. Not the J-E-T-S-S. Jets. The Winnipeg Jets here, people. Talking hockey, not football. But the Jets lead this one 3-2. And the Predators, if you don't know who they are, well, they came out of nowhere when they had their super fantastic run in last year's NHL playoffs. But they're having a rough go at it. And this Jets team is good. These Winnipeg guys, they're tough. And they have an opportunity at home to take them out. So they have to, if you ask me, rise to this occasion. Make the most of this opportunity. Sometimes you only have one shot to close things out. So the Jets have a home opportunity against the Preds. I hope they come to play. And I hope it's a dogfight. That's what I hope. I'm pretty sure it will be. Both of them. I think both of them are going to be fantastic games. So you better be glued to your TV sets, people. Make it appointment television. Capitals, Penguins, Game 6. Capitals have a chance to close out the defending champs. Predators and Jets. Jets have an opportunity to close out the Preds. Fun stuff. All right, I'm going to shift gears a little bit. I might just talk a little bit about what's going on in Major League Baseball for a moment. And when you look through the standings and you see the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees, I think we all expected them to be very good. I did. Hope you did too. Because if you didn't, you were foolish. Good moves that these teams made. And it's going to be fun to watch that battle all year long. Could they get three teams? Maybe. They could maybe get three teams out of that division. Maybe both wild cards come out of the American League East. Because Toronto is okay as well. When you look at the Central, nobody's really standing out. And I think the surprising thing here, I think the surprising thing to me here is that the Cleveland Indians are 500. 500. That's average, man. That's average. And they're leading this division. So the American League Central's got all kinds of problems, if you ask me. Twins were supposed to be good. They're four games under 500. Detroit's a mess. Kansas City, what the heck happened to Kansas City, people? And the White Sox? Well, that's like worst team in baseball material. So the Central's just a joke. Cleveland's going to win the division. And Minnesota's a disappointment, I guess, is the point. And those other teams need to figure things out. Otherwise, it's going to just be awful to be a fan of theirs. In the American League West, the Angels have continued to be steady. you know, solid play. 21 victories. Houston Astros, they don't want to see the Arizona Diamondbacks, by the way. Nobody wants to see the Diamondbacks, man. Do you realize they have yet to lose a series all season long? Yes, that's what I said. They have yet to lose a series all season long. The worst thing they've done is tie. I believe they had a four-game set with the Dodgers that they split earlier in the week, last week sometime. So this is going to be fun to watch the Angels finally putting something together here. And we'll see if the Houston Astros are for real again. I mean, and everybody's sold on them. We're all sold. We're all like, hey, they can play and they're going to be right back there. But you never know, man. It's baseball. It's freaking baseball, man. And it's, you got to be good in every facet. You got to have good pitching, good hitting, good defense, good managing, really good managing. So there's a lot to get into in Major League Baseball. I'll get to the National League probably on the other side. 1-800-878-7529, people. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, like I said. That's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But so much to talk about. Thoughts and opinions. That's what Sports Talk Radio is all about. I want your thoughts. I want your opinions. I'm Andy Dorf, man. I'm different than most of your average, ordinary talk show hosts. They think they know it all. They want to tell you everything. But truth is, I want your thoughts and I want your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. Like I said, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. All right, people, I'll be right back. It's the Weekend Recap. Andy Dorf, you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everyone.
It's thrown toward the front, and now coming up with it is Baxter moving out with Ovechkin in a two-on-one. Baxter moving on across to Ovechkin. He scores! With 107 to go! Banged batter along, and Kuznetsov sees it go on over to Letang, shuffled it across. Crosby with a long toss that came to Gensel, tries to step by. Crosby scores! What a play!
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. Lots to get into. I've been starting it out with a little bit of the NHL, getting into the Major League Baseball as well. Your thoughts are always welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I know I got callers. I'll get to you in just a quick moment. I got a couple thoughts I want to get out there before I believe we got Mike in Virginia. We'll get to you in just a moment, brother. Real quickly, National League East. The Atlanta Braves, the Philadelphia Phillies, the New York Mets, you're all somewhat of a surprise. For real. And there's also another surprise. The fact that the Nationals have struggled up until now to finally be over 500. So that whole division is just bizarro. Another division that's bizarro in the National League is the Central. If you go on a 3- or 4-game losing streak or a 3- or 4-game winning streak, things could drastically change. Milwaukee's been in first. Pittsburgh's been in first. I even think the Cubs have maybe been in first at one point. And now St. Louis in first. So it's going to be musical chairs in that division all season long. And maybe the biggest surprise of all is how bad the LA Dodgers have been thus far. 15-19? Losing like to the Padres, people? That's not supposed to happen when you're the LA Dodgers. Not supposed to happen. And let's talk about those Arizona Diamondbacks for a quick moment. A quick moment. They're a damn good baseball team. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. One of the best pitching rotations in all of Major League Baseball. And the truth is they're not even at full strength. Not even at full strength. And they are 3.5 games over Colorado, who, by the way, is playing pretty well as of late. San Francisco playing well as of late. Dodgers struggling continuously throughout the beginning of the season. I know it's early, people. I know it's early. But with that being said, we're already like 34, 35 games into the season. So sooner or later, you are what your record is. And you are who you are. Speaking of that, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Thoughts and opinions, encouraged, they're welcomed. Like I've always said, hit me up on Twitter as well. It's Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Follow me. All right, let's jump out to the phones for the first time. Let's hook up with Mike in Virginia. Mike, what's up, my man? You know me. I'm the Dorf man, Andy Dorf. It's the weekend recap. You're hanging out on Sports Overnight America, brother. What's up?
I'm going to throw it out there because I like to throw out some big stuff. But, you know, you think about the Mets been leading the NL East, which is, I'm a Braves fan. The Braves are just freaky dicky. But, you know, like you say, the Nationals, we've basically been picking them to win the NFC. Really, it's Nationals. Anyway, with the Nationals, I mean, what? They finally win a few games, and it's just weird. They got all that talent. And look at the Angels. I've been waiting for, the past 12, 15 years for the Angels to do something. But I'm just throwing out a bunch of crap. In the last year, Arizona and Colorado fought for the wild card, for example. Yep. And now Boston is still leading their division, I guess. I don't keep it with base because it's so early. I mean, it's NBA playoff time. And that's what I'm about, baby. You ready?
Yep. Let's go, my man. What's up, Mike? Talk to me about the NBA, bro.
Well, we're going with the NBA. Hey, buddy. And you got to admit, I don't want to brag about Ric Flair to beat the man. You got to beat the man. Golden State, you love it, baby. Golden State, sure. They're supposed to be the dog. Well, they missed 11 threes tonight in one quarter. Well, I'm sorry. You can delete that. But, you think about Houston. I mean, really, what do they got? Harden and Paul and a few other players. And I'm watching a replay tonight. I work tonight, and I'm top DVR. Well, anyway, long story short, I ramble like a dog, but I know what I'm talking about.
And hey, Mike, yeah, no doubt, man. So here's what happened, if you ask me, okay, bro? So the Golden State Warriors got beat. They maybe were a little bit embarrassed by the New Orleans Pelicans the other day in game three. They came out, they really asserted themselves, they flexed their muscles, man. If you didn't watch the game, I apologize, man, but KD and the fellas, they hit them really hard, bro. 38 points from KD. You had Steph Curry throwing 23. Klay does a little this and that and the other, gives 13. Quinn Cook, man, that guy, bro, I like him, man. And they keep playing him a little bit here and there off the bench. So that kid's giving him something. That kid's giving him a little something. But I'll tell you what, KD was special, man. He was in one of those zones where he was going to be unstoppable no matter who was guarding him. And that's a tough matchup, by the way, for Drew Holiday, night in and night out, for him to have to hang with him on a repeated basis. But, hey, the truth is what happened to me, in my humble opinion, Golden State got a little bit embarrassed. They came back and they said, look, man, we're a championship caliber team. This is our series. Let's go out and assert ourselves. They did that. I expect them to win game five at home. And then the Houston Rockets, bro, let's talk a little bit about that too. Look, they did the same thing, man. They got embarrassed at home. Okay, they didn't get embarrassed like Golden State did on the road. They got embarrassed at home in game two, and then they came out in game three and game four and punched Utah in the mouth, bro. So I think that we all want to see it. I mean, at least I do. I want to see Houston playing Golden State in the Western Conference Finals because, truth be told, bro, they're the only team that has a legitimate shot to beat them, and I don't know how legitimate their shot is to beat them, too, because it's really unfathomable to me to think that the Golden State Warriors are going to have four bad shooting nights between all those guys that I mentioned. And, oh, yeah, I forgot to mention Draymond Green and some of the other guys like Livingston and the other cats that they can come at you with off the bench. Looney, who has been putting in good minutes for him too lately. So, look, man, I just think that the Golden State Warriors are so loaded. They're getting to that finals. They're going to win it one more time, bro.
You know what I like to bring? I like what you bring, which is traditional. I'm traditional, but I'm really very, very much what you call a connoisseur. But you know what? The best two teams at the end of the year was Utah Jazz, and that's they're facing Houston, with the best record in the second half. But getting back to the best home team, what can you say about Boston that has not lost a game at home in the playoffs?
Love and Boston, man. Hey, I'm just absolutely ecstatic with what Boston has done, bro. And that's one thing I've been all over as of late. When people want to give all the credit to Brad Stevens, and don't get me wrong, bro, he's one of the best coaches in the league, if not the best coach in the league right now. Okay, but here's the deal. The coach can only do so much. He can draw the play up, but he can't execute the play. So Marcus Morris, Al Horford, all those dudes, Jaylen Brown on the layup on the other one, just so many great plays by those players. And yes, the magician behind all of it is that guy Brad Stevens. But don't be foolish like everybody else and be like, look, man, it's all Brad Stevens. No. Those guys are full of heart and character. And ultimately, man, that's a really good basketball team. And people forget, people totally forget, there's a ton of lotto picks on that squad too, and a bunch of first rounders and an all-star and Al Horford. So they're not a bunch of scrubs, man. I hate when people disrespect guys in the NBA. And you know what? And there's no disrespect to the Philadelphia 76ers either, bro, who've had a wonderful season. And there's no shame in the fact that their inexperience is coming out against that Boston Celtic team who was at the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and their experience is definitely showing in that series as well, bud.
Hey, pal. But you know what? Ben had a bad game last game. You know what? He's a rookie. And you know, you think about my boy J.J. Redick, who grew up right above me from Virginia. You know, of course, he's relocated. But J.J., a lot of people don't realize, he went 4 years to Duke. He holds the all-time scoring record at Duke for the most points scored at Duke. So, J.J., yeah, I'm not saying this to his wife, but I'm saying he's all right because he's a homeboy. From Virginia, baby. But getting back to the Boston Celtics, they are a sleeper team, and they got home court, baby. You know, LeBron. And LeBron is the highest player. We saw the fadeaway, which is what I used to do when I was younger. But the fadeaway is hard to beat, and Durant's got the fadeaway, too.
Yeah, hey, Mike, I got to let you run, bro. I'm up against a break. Love your thoughts. Love your opinions. Keep them coming with me here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight in America, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. I'm Andy Dorf. Like I said, it's the Weekend Recap, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Rozier shakes Bellinelli. Rozier for three. Got it. Under a minute left. Lowry drives in.
This is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Of threes. That was a long two. Here's Tatum. Wow. Boom. Throw it down, son. Oh.
To facilitate some of the offense.
Defense! Defense!
Cleveland won the season series against Toronto with a record of 2-1. LeBron James. Explosive.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on Twitter. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. A lot to get into. Always a lot to get into and never enough time, seriously, to break it all down. But believe me, I love talking NBA. I love talking MLB. I love talking hockey. I love talking whatever you love talking. So get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Let's go out to the phones, man. No reason to wait. Let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America, brother. What's on your mind, Mitch?
Boy, I thought I was going to take the day off, but you know what? I just can't help myself when I find my feed saying that Andy's like on the phone when he took the morning off, and I was going to like take over and hijack his show, but you know what? I decided I'll just go to the gym and like work on myself instead, but boy, my goodness gracious. Dude comes back. He's on the rare. And after this day of sports, I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, first of all, I love the end of the week where the Pelicans destroyed the Warriors, the Jazz destroy the Rockets, and then what happens? Both of them flip the tables, and they kind of like, you know, basically set the series where it's going to go, you know, the way it should go. But the reason why I'm calling, and I'd love to get into baseball and the Brewers getting shut out 9-0 by the Pirates at home and losing first place, and I'd love to get into Tiger completely choking and, like, what's up with that today. But how in the world does LeBron not just get the MVP every year? I mean, it's kind of like the University of Wisconsin in terms of like schools who we know how to party and schools that don't. I mean, you can't rank Wisconsin with anyone else because there's a difference between pros and amateurs. I mean, it's the same thing as like LeBron. LeBron is in a class by himself. And all this crap that people give is like, oh, give it to Westbrook or give it to Harden or give it to, like, LeBron is the freaking man. He is the most dominant player we have seen in years, potentially in decades since Jordan or maybe since Wilt Chamberlain. He is insane. There is nobody. When you talk about MVP, excuse me, what does that mean? Most valuable player. Okay, if you're at the schoolyard, and by the way, anyone who's listening to this, and I know that, Andy, you understand this, when you're in grade school, and it's like, okay, the two best guys go on the center court line, and then everyone else lines up, and you pick teams. I don't care if it's basketball, baseball, or flag football, and you say, I'm going to pick this guy or this guy. You know who you're picking first? You're picking LeBron James. You're not picking Russell Westbrook. You're not taking Harden. You're not taking anyone. LeBron James is your number one pick. This guy has elevated his team to a level that is insane. Sure, during the season, it's not about the season. This guy knows the game so much better than anyone else, and he has done everything to elevate guys. I mean, like Kevin Love, hello, where have you been? And all of a sudden, he's there. Kyrie Irving's gone, and all of a sudden he elevates the team to something like, are you kidding me? These guys are playing out of their freaking minds. Anyone who makes a case that there is an MVP other than LeBron is like out of their minds. This guy is insane.
Yeah. Hey, let me jump in, Mitch, and I think you got some great points, to be honest with you. Look, I've always thought that when you're watching greatness at that very moment, it's somewhat difficult to really realize how great that person is. And I'll maybe bring this home to you, man, because, you know, over the years of you calling in the show, we've gotten to know each other a little bit here and there. But the truth is I know you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, and think about it like this. I think that when you were probably in your childhood at some point, you're watching Michael Jordan, and he's beaten down on those Milwaukee Bucks year in and year out, and you had all this hate toward this guy versus, and I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying in general how a lot of people think, okay? And you had all this hate toward this guy who is whooping up on your team all the time, and he's the reason why you can't get past a certain spot, because every time you get to have that opportunity, well, guess who's there? That guy who can knock you out. Well, that's sort of similar to what we're seeing with LeBron James, and I like to call it modern day greatness. So, and I hate the argument of, hey, who's the greatest player of all time? Well, the truth is you know what? They're both great, man. They're both fantastic. They both had their time in the NBA. They both have made their mark in the NBA. They both have left their mark on the game. And these people are so fantastic, bro. So the truth is that I think we're watching modern day greatness. And you know what? We're fortunate. We got to see a few other players, and you probably more so than me even. You got to see other guys other than me. And like I'm saying, it's just when you're watching it, it's hard to fathom that you're actually watching something so great. But I'm right there with you, man. And maybe it's because of my childhood of watching Michael Jordan destroy those Milwaukee Bucks for year in and year out and breaking my heart year in and year out. And now I'm watching LeBron James do the same thing to other people, and I can appreciate it like nobody else. So I am on the same page as you, bro. It's modern day greatness. We're lucky. We should all just seriously cherish the moment, relish the moment. You're watching modern day greatness in LeBron James.
Well, first of all, I'll correct you a little bit, but Michael and I are the same age. So he wasn't crushing me. When I was a kid, it was Dr. J. Because it was the Bucks, and the Sixers would always crush the Bucks or the Celtics, and it was the greatest moment in my life. Well, no, not the greatest moment in my life. I won't say that because I had my wife and my two kids. But one of the greatest moments was Dr. J's final game as a professional was a loss at the Mecca. Finally,
yep.
The Bucks beat him, and he walked across that floor dejected, and the Bucks finally got him in his last game. That was great. No.
Well,
I,
hey, you know,
I,
you know,
I,
hey,
go ahead.
You know what? I remember that game too. And if I'm not mistaken, you know, at the end of the game, even though he was dejected and all that, he did hold the ball up. People honored him. He was a great champion himself, man. I loved watching Dr. J. So, yeah, like I said, there's other ones too, bro. But when you're talking about the greatest, I mean, Michael and LeBron, I hate to say it, but people don't want to say it, but they're in the same breath. And Dr. J, his greatness was great, but it's not in the same breath as Michael Jordan and LeBron James.
Well, the argument with Michael and the argument with Kobe was like, give me your knockdown game winners. And and LeBron now has given us, what, two or three buzzer beaters to win?
In these playoffs, yes. Yep.
Right. Just in these playoffs alone, where he's just like, give me the ball, and I'm going to knock it down. I mean,
however, you know, over the years, Mitch, he has more than Michael and Kobe combined. So that puts him in a category all his own in that sense.
Which I keep saying, it's like, you know, people want to like hate the king, you know, all right, because he like gives the king name connotates something of some sort of arrogance. This guy is insane. And by the way, remember how many years he's played? He's been a pro since he's been 19. Are you kidding me? I mean, this guy, he's a monster among men. It's just unbelievable to see. And the people that hate on it, I just don't get it. I mean, okay, if you're in the division, he's the guy that's clobbering you. You know, okay, but you've got to respect greatness. You really do. I mean, it's something beyond what we're seeing. You know, I mean, when Tiger was dominating, when he was in his 20s and 30s, you know, and people were hating him, I was like, are you joking? I mean, he's slamming it up the door.
Hey, let me ask you something. That's a great question. Yeah. Then I'm going to have to let you run because I'm up against a break. Let me ask you this. Michael Jordan's greatness, LeBron James' greatness, or Tiger Woods' greatness, who's more dominant? Which guy was the most dominant?
Without question, Tiger Woods completely changed the sport, made it a multi-billion dollar industry. It is without question. Tiger Woods had the most effect on his sport amongst any athlete in the history of the game. There is no question about it. Look at sales.
What about Michael Jordan and how he began? He went basically with him, Bird, Magic, Isaiah. That's when this game became global.
No, Tiger Woods elevated golf into the realm of a top then baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf. Golf was an elite
sport, and Tiger Woods completely changed
and revolutionized the game. Let me add
one more in there. So, where do you have Roger Federer or Serena Williams on that greatness list with those guys?
Roger Federer is Rod Laver or Arthur Ashe he's just the next greatest champion. Tiger Woods changed Augusta. Augusta never had rough.
All right, I'm just having fun with this, man. Let me throw one more at you. Michael Phelps, what do you think about him?
Michael Phelps is great, one of the greatest of all time, but he has set records and he's the greatest Olympian of all time. I think he's that's fine. But it's swimming. That's a once in every 4 year type of event.
Maybe that's why it's even more special. Hey, Mitch, I got to let you run because I'm up against it, my man. But you know how much I love your thoughts, your opinions, bro. I'll be back next Sunday in the morning doing the Dorf on Sports radio show. So definitely listen in, my man.
Of course. But if you're asking me, of all those guys,
yeah.
Tiger Woods is the Wilt Chamberlain of sports.
All right, bro. Good stuff. I love having the banter back and forth with Mitch in Santa Monica, man. One of my favorite callers of all time, to be honest with you. I hear the music. Must mean I have to take another pause for the cause. I'll be back on the other side. I'm going to wrap things up. So keep it close, everybody. It is the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everyone.
So another 3-2. High fly ball. He jumped all over it. Down the left field line into the corner. See you later.
Another deep drive to right. Grossman looking up. Get up, Bonka! Have a night, Kendrys. A two-homer night, and the Blue Jays have the lead.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America. You can always get at me on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online. You can check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I want to get you a few scores and then a final thought before I get out of here for the morning or evening, whatever it is for you. Yankees, like I said, they continue to be hot. 7-4, they beat the Indians, who they're average, man. That division, not that impressive. Rockies on top of the Mets, 3-2. Blue Jays over the Rays, 2-1. Giants get a victory over the Braves, 4-3. Phillies go down to the Nationals, 5-4. I think that division's going to swing around quite a bit. I think the Nationals are definitely the best of the bunch, but been interesting thus far. Pirates all over the Brewers, 9-0. They get scrapped at home. Twins 5-3 over the White Sox. Tigers go down to the Royals, 4-2. Red Sox 6-1 over the Rangers. Dodgers go down to the Padres, 3-0. Royals go down to the Athletics, 2-1. Marlins 8-5 over the Reds. Diamondbacks all over the Astros, 3-1. Angels 8-2. They take it. So those are some of the scores in Major League Baseball and hockey. There's a couple teams that got it done, man, and I'm impressed. The Golden Knights, they win their series. The Lightning win their series. Couple more happening on Monday with an opportunity to close things out. The Capitals have a chance to take out the Penguins. Predators hanging on for dear life against the Winnipeg Jets, who have a chance to close it out at home. And real quickly, final thought about the NBA, which I didn't get you a lot of those scores, and I apologize because so much to talk about and honestly, never enough time to do it. But real quickly, Warriors win 118-92 over the Pelicans. 187, the Rockets get it done, and the Cavaliers are up 3-0, Boston up 3-0. I'm so impressed with Boston, by the way, and honestly, that's just a great team. Honestly, all around, great coaching, great play from all those players. They're stepping up big time. You have to be impressed with the way that the Boston Celtics are playing. Probably the most impressive, to be honest with you, as far as I'm concerned, in the NBA playoffs so far. But as always, man, thanks to Scott for all the highlights, great stuff. Thank you to Scott for making it all possible for me. I'll be back next week. Actually, I'll be back in the morning. Dorf on Sports, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, as always. And you know how I do it, man. I love your thoughts and your opinions. So thank you for listening. It's the Weekend Recap. Andy Dorf, and it was Sports Overnight America.